Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live. Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office? Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too. So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office. Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio. And we'll broadcast right from your office. Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo!
Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from ASAP Mortgage Corporation in White Plains, New York. Well, this is the I Love My Office celebration, and it's like one of my favorite things to do all the time, because every week we do this, we pick a place that has nominated their place of business to win prizes, lots of prizes, and have a lot of fun and to be celebrated, you know, because we work so hard and in our respective work and companies and such. But when do we really take the moment to stop and say, wow, we're pretty special? Well, we're doing that for you today. It's so great to be here at ASAP. I'm with the CEO and founder. Her name is Irene Amato. Irene, it's really a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for bringing all these goodies. I'm so excited today.
Lots of goodies. But ASAP, the unique boutique mortgage experience. Now, I have to tell you, walking in here, I wasn't expecting this kind of feel. This doesn't feel like your typical mortgage broker's office. You know, you get a different type of thing. You've got your brand of magic like all over this place. Mm-hmm. Beautiful quotes on the wall, beautiful colors, just a really lovely environment, wonderful people. So you're the CEO and founder. What makes ASAP a different mortgage broker? And I know you have many offices, not just this one,
right,
as well.
Right. We have six office locations. They all have...
You have to talk into it.
We have six office locations. They all have the same theme. So we do want to deliver that unique boutique mortgage experience. When you're shopping for a mortgage, it's very stressful and it can be trying at times. It's one of the most expensive, you know, transactions,
yes,
of a lifetime.
Correct.
And what we do is we simplify it, expedite it, and negotiate it. So as we work for our clients, we more so become friends,
uh-huh,
and we understand their situation. We understand what they're going through individually. So in our offices, we have no box. Nobody goes to fit in the same box. In our world, there is no box.
They're all unique relationships.
Exactly.
I think that's, just one of the, we just came from a women's leadership summit before this, but I think one of the things when you have a female CEO, what you bring to that, what we bring to the page is really this idea of nurturing relationships and people, and it's about people first, and then the success in the business comes from that.
Exactly. I just came from the Small Business Summit yesterday, and it gave me so much energy, because that's what we are. We're a small business, and what small businesses deliver is an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you lose that experience as you become a larger corporation.
Correct.
Because now you have different people putting their flair on each department.
Yes.
And the CEO kind of takes a step back, and I don't do that. I make sure that in every transaction, we hire with the right employees. We hire people that go within our company culture.
Right.
We don't hire somebody that's not part of our company culture,
right,
because that's what we're trying to deliver.
That's right.
So we do give that small business feeling, and I think all small businesses need to be recognized for that, and individual communities should be giving the small businesses more attention and more business so that we continue to be small businesses.
Absolutely. And I see in part of your mission statement, you're goal is to actually grow and not just stay local here, but to grow everywhere. How do you maintain that small business feel, that family feel, when you're at the same time trying to, you know, multiply your...
That's a big challenge. Mm-hmm. It's a big challenge. And I thought from going from one office to two would be tough, and two to three would be tough. We're currently on 6 office locations with our most recent one in Fishkill, New York, and we're managing to maintain that. And I think a big part of it is who you hire. Mm-hmm. It's a big part of controlling the company model, the company culture, and what you're trying to deliver.
Right.
We don't look for the highest producers. We actually have the highest producers that fit within our company culture.
Right.
We're lucky.
Right.
But we more want the person that cares about the client, follows the dream, not the dollar. The dollar comes. The dream is always there.
That's that really works in all areas of life. If you apply that philosophy or formula, if you would have it, it really does. And so that's how you've been able to maintain as you exponentially grow.
Right.
Because that is your guiding light, your sort of the lens you go through with everything. So each
right.
store that you open, then...
Each employee follows our culture.
Right.
And it's not a matter of... you have to do this to be part of ASAP Mortgage. Part of the interview process puts questions out there that kind of we get a feel for where the person's at
mm-hmm.
and what their goals are.
Mm-hmm.
And if their goals are in line with ours, it's a perfect fit.
There you go.
If their goals are different than ours, we know it right away.
So in this day and age, after the whole crisis 10 years ago or whatever, where are we? And are we in a good place, especially in our community here in Westchester? Mortgages, are they easy to get? Are they harder to get? What are you finding in the climate?
I think they're right where they should be. So we all know 10 years ago, you could barely breathe. You didn't even have to breathe to get a mortgage.
Right.
I mean, there were mortgages that were being put in people's names that were deceased. So that's a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
We are right now in a place where if you qualify for a mortgage, you'll be granted that mortgage. And mortgages have been, got a lot more respect. Back in that day, there was no respect. People didn't respect the fact that they were getting $500,000. They just took it as, I'm signing the papers and getting a mortgage, not understanding the background of it.
Right.
This is an extremely high debt, probably one of the largest of a lifetime. Respect it and understand what you're signing is, a note to pay back the mortgage payment. So there's a lot more respect now for people applying for mortgages, and they understand what they're getting into.
Yes.
And the qualifications are back to income, assets, and making sure the person can qualify. And it works on both sides. You don't want to get a mortgage that you can't qualify for.
Right.
Because it's going to result in a foreclosure.
Absolutely.
So that's our job, is to deliver a transaction that it's comfortable for the consumer and the lender.
Right. And you make it personal, as you said, I'm sure, all the way. And you're right. The American dream, is it still to own a home? Is that really what it is still?
Yeah. We had a whole, with the SALT and the new tax laws, there was so much debate. Should we be buying a home? Is it a tax deduction? Once you really analyzed the tax deduction loss, so to speak, In the regular price range, it wasn't that much in average medium price range. But also, people don't buy homes to save money on their taxes. They buy homes to raise a family.
Right.
They buy homes to have their comfort, where they have their own property and their own, they're not paying rent to a landlord and they're not having to adhere to the landlord's rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people buy homes, right? To raise their families there. And if they don't have a family to raise, it's for them to have their own individuality.
Right.
So buying a home is always going to be in our mix.
Mm-hmm.
There, for me, in my point of view, I think that you're still getting the tax benefits. You're still getting the mortgage interest deduction, the privacy of your own home, and the availability of some tax breaks.
Absolutely.
So I definitely think that owning a home and versus renting is, there's always a right time for it. But when that time comes for you, I think you should definitely jump onto the homeownership boat.
Yes, absolutely. It is. It's truly a gift and a dream of so many people. And you're helping to make the process easier, smoother, and more beneficial to your customers. It's why you're growing, I guess.
Yeah, and we also take a stand to help renters figure out how to buy. There's two different types of first-time buyers. There's first-time buyers that know they want to buy, and they just have to get their stuff in order to purchase a home. And then there's the renters. And I learned this about 4 or 5 years ago. A friend of mine didn't want to buy, and I didn't understand it. So I had to dig deep in her mind, because in my mind, it's a no-brainer. But for other people, I needed to understand what their fear factors were. And when you break it down, some of them just don't think they can even afford it. Some people still believe you need 20% down payment to purchase a home.
Is that not true?
Absolutely not.
How much is it?
Minimum is 3% down.
Really?
If you're a veteran, it's 100% financing.
Oh my goodness.
There's grants available out there. There's so much available to first-time home buyers, especially in the affordable sector. So I try to do two different seminars. One is for the first-time buyer, and that's the person that already knows. They just need to know the steps. The other is for the rent versus buying.
Right, and really educate them.
Yeah, we don't want to throw everything at them of what they need and what they're going to. We want to talk to them about, what are you doing right now? Well, how much rent are you paying? You know, what is the reason you're renting? You know, and figure out, some of them are renting because they bop around to different, you know, so that, I get it. They don't want to own something that they have to sell. Maybe they have to sell at a different market.
Right.
So we get into with them on a personal level and then try to coach them to what we believe is the American dream.
Absolutely. And it's different from buying a car. You buy a car, you drive it off the lot, and the second you do that, it depreciates. A home, on the other hand, is, in general, in good times, it's a great investment. So
yeah, even in 2006, you know, I think, and don't quote me, I think values from that point dropped maybe in our immediate area 30%, but it dropped 30% from that year. Continuing going forward, and we're back. We're above that 30, way over that 30% now. But in general, homeownership is always going to give you the equity value, plus the money you're paying to your mortgage is bringing the mortgage balance down, and you're getting a tax deduction for it.
There you go.
So what's better than that?
Absolutely.
People seem to forget the equity position.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Well, it's exciting, and then just one final question for you. The housing market in general, are we in a good place?
We're in a good place. Rates are amazing. I mean, they're coming down. They're under 4% right now. And I think there's talk about the Feds lowering the rate.
Okay.
So that would be phenomenal. And I think it's a great time to refinance your property.
Yes.
If you have a higher rate. And also, if you're looking to do some home improvements and there's equity in your property and you have a higher interest rate, it's a win-win to refinance right now. You can potentially refinance your property, take cash out to fix it up, and keep your payment the same.
That's incredible.
So there's so many different options
available. Yeah,
people
need to know, and that's where ASAP comes in. And you, Irene Amato, thank you so much.
Thank you.
A great education.
We have a home expo that we're doing in the Bronx, my Astros, on July 13th. If anyone is interested in registering, you can visit the webpage at ASAP Mortgage Inc.
Okay.
It's ASAPMortgageInc.com/expo.
Expo. Okay. Fantastic.
Yep.
Wonderful opportunity to have a nice dinner while you're learning about the housing market. Wonderful stuff. Thank you once again, CEO and founder of ASAP Mortgage Corporation, with multiple offices around. But today we're in the I guess it's your signature.
White Plains.
Your home base, White Plains on Mamaroneck Avenue. And it's a beautiful day to celebrate one's place of work with I Love My Office. We're so happy to be here today, and we're grateful to all our sponsors who helped make this possible. Edible Arrangements of Eastchester, and
yeah,
those beautiful flowers from
amazing.
Richard
and I'm eyeing those
Joseph
chocolates.
Richard Florals. Those chocolates. They're from Mamaroneck Avenue too, but in Mamaroneck, and chocolations, I'm telling you, it's like,
yeah, I'm going to take one in a little bit.
Yeah, you might want to just put the box under the table so no one sees you
take it home or something.
We've got tickets for you from the Capitol Theater, also a gift certificate for Pasquale Ristorante in Port Chester.
That's
and
nice.
Also to Oasis Day Spa for a little massage, little pampering.
That we'll give to the branch manager here of Laura Shala.
You've already got that out. Okay, so we've got just so many people. We're grateful to make this possible today, but to you. Thank you so much, Irene Amato.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for coming.
Wonderful to be here. I Love My Office. It's what it's all about. And you can do it also by going to our website, westchestertalkradio.com. Download the form, and maybe we'll be coming with prizes and fun to your office. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at Michael Labriola Inc.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from ASAP Mortgage Corporation on Mamaroneck Avenue in in White Plains here. And it's great to be here. It's for the I Love My Office promotion. We love doing this every week, and somebody loves working at ASAP. I have a feeling just about everybody here. It's a really wonderful mortgage destination. Really, we just spoke with the CEO, Irene, and but we're going to talk to the rest of the group here and the team that makes this all happen here at ASAP. My guest is Joel Coleman. He is the business development manager here. Welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
So, biz dev, that means you're drumming up more business, huh?
That's my job, to go out there and help promote our company and our loan officers and let everybody know that we're here.
Okay. And besides doing that, do you also aid in the process of getting a mortgage with your customers, or no, that's just not your
I started as a licensed loan officer back in 2003, so I still originate every now and then. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing this for a moment and had the opportunity to work with a lot of different people. So yes, when my expertise is needed, I usually work with first-time home buyer programs and also with Spanish-speaking bilingual people mostly. Oh. So between that and other things that I do for around the county, not-for-profit organizations, so I do what I can to get the education out there.
Wonderful. I'm assuming you speak fluent Spanish then?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Well, how is business these days? I mean,
it's great.
Yes, that's what we were talking to Irene. She says it's an amazing time to try to get a mortgage.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, between what's going on right now with interest rates, the opportunity out there, like I said, our job is to educate the consumers to know there are different loan program products out there. Depending on what their situation is, we can always try to find you a home.
Just the right package for everyone. She mentioned that 20% is what the perceived the budget that you have to have in order to get a mortgage. That's what I thought. She said, absolutely not. Not true at all.
That is not true at all.
3%? As low as 3%?
There are programs you can do as little as 3%. If you're a veteran and you do the VA administration program, you can do up to 100% financing.
Oh, that makes me really happy to hear that, especially on today, what is known as D-Day.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And we're thinking of our incredible veterans, the World War II veterans that are, you know, in Normandy today as we speak, but to know that they're given this option of being more, they can just any house that they can afford, they can basically do with no money down.
No money down, correct. And I think it is one of the smallest things we can do to help our veterans who've been so kind enough to put their life and their life and their liberty and have their family go through these sacrifices, that we can at least help them make sure when they get back home they have housing.
Absolutely.
Something that's stable, something that's affordable, something that they can feel comfortable with, so when they do go back overseas, they're still active duty, that they feel they're leaving their loved ones who are someplace safe.
Absolutely. That's a really great thing that must make you feel so good.
I'm very lucky.
When you're able to help a veteran. Is there anything you'd like to share with us today?
The only thing I'd like to share with you guys today is thank you for coming here today, number one.
Yes.
Always grateful for any publicity we can get.
Yes.
So thank you very much on that. I love you guys. I'm starting to pay a little bit more attention to you. There are a lot of different things out there for a lot of different people. Please don't be scared if you're interested in buying a home, even if you're not ready today to do do your due diligence.
Yes.
One of the best things I would say to any consumers out there to buy a home, take the time to make sure you are okay with what you're doing financially.
Yes.
Make sure you can buy something that's affordable and something you can sustain over the life of your whatever you want to keep the home for. So those are the things I really like to get people out there. So please take that time, educate yourselves, contact your loan officer, your lender, somebody you feel comfortable with, and then that way you can make sure that when you're looking at homes, you're doing the right thing for yourself.
Great advice, Joel. Thank you so much.
You're more welcome.
And just tell us one quick thing about what you love about working here at ASAP, because this is the I Love My Office celebration.
What I love about working here is the characters.
The
characters, yes. My office is a reality TV show that was not put on TV. So I love the characters of our people here. Oh. Everybody has a great personality. Everybody has a great drive. And the fact that everybody has the same mission of, you know, trying to do the right thing by everybody is very important.
Yes, that sounds, and you sound like it's a real family here.
It is.
And that's what it's all about. We'd love to come and celebrate that. Some of our sponsors that we're so grateful for, they're always making this celebration so beautiful. Joseph Richard Floyd. Florals and Grey Rock Florists. You saw those pretty flowers over there. Now, I saw you looking at the Capitol Theater thing. That is not an actual ticket, but you ask Irene or Andrew back there, they will give you the ticket so you could go see Jesse's Girl. They're a great band.
Cool.
A lot of fun. You can dance the night away. And Edible Arrangements is here. Go get your daily fruit because it's so good. They're so fresh and delicious. And also Buzz Creators. They help with social media and everything. Pasquale Ristorante. Somebody's going to get a gift certificate to that great restaurant in Port Chester.
Yummy.
So we're happy for that. So that's just all part of the fun today. Thank you so much for sharing your experience and your expertise. Really appreciate it. Joel Coleman, business development manager here at ASAP Mortgage. We're on Mamaroneck Avenue in White Plains, right on the corner. I've passed this probably 1,000 times, and it's just great to be in here today to celebrate. I Love My Office. For Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Laura Smith.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from ASAP Mortgage Corporation. This is in White Plains, New York, on Mamaroneck Avenue. We're happy to be here today because it's I Love My Office. It's a celebration. And Irene, who is the CEO and founder here, Irene Amato, she nominated her own office because she loves it that much that she wanted to celebrate it today. And we're just having such a great time. What a wonderful group of people. A really upbeat, positive environment. They are selling mortgages, but they are truly, they turn it into an experience that's much more personal than anything you would imagine from what I'm learning already from talking to everyone. Right now I'm with Jackie Tosi. She is a loan originator. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you so much for doing this. Tell me exactly, what is a loan originator?
So a loan originator is somebody who works with the buyer and kind of, you know, educates them on the whole entire process. So, you know, whether it's their first time or they're refinancing, we're kind of that in between the buyer and the lender. So we work with them and, you know, work to provide the best service possible and give them a great experience during their time buying a home.
You're the liaison, the
yes.
agent, or the one who helps handhold the person through the process.
Exactly.
And so how long have you been here at ASAP in White Plains?
So this is actually my second week at ASAP.
Oh, well?
Yes.
can you say with complete conviction that you already love your office?
Absolutely. You know, something that even in my first 2 weeks here that I really just took away was the environment and the positivity that everybody brings every day. Everyone loves what they do, and that's so important, and it makes for a really special work environment, and I love that.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been sitting here throughout the afternoon listening behind me here, and I hear a lot of laughter, a lot of camaraderie. I mean, this is not what you're expecting for a mortgage office,
exactly.
But it's just, it's different.
Yes, it is, and I think that that's what makes us so special, is everybody supports each other, and that ultimately makes our clients' experience that much better. So,
well, I can only say that Irene probably thinks you're very special as well, because she told me about the process and what it takes to really be somebody to work here, because it means a lot to them. They're not just plugging anybody in that has experience. They're looking for the right fit for
exactly.
ASAP Mortgage. And so you're obviously that, Jackie Tosi.
Thank
even
you,
though you're
you.
Only 2 weeks in, I have a feeling you're in with the crowd here. That's a wonderful thing. I
Thank
wish you,
you
much luck and success, as
Thank
I'm
you
sure
much.
You will have. Thank you so much for talking with us today. And I hope you're enjoying some of the fun things over there, like, let's see, the edible arrangements from Eastchester.
Yes, absolutely. This is amazing.
It's wonderful. And the chocolates from Chocolations.
Amazing.
And there's some Capitol Theater tickets. I don't know if you like to dance and go see shows.
Perfect.
The Capitol is so fantastic. Lots of great things. And we thank you for letting us come into your office today, your brand new office.
Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here, and we also want to thank all the people who helped make this a celebration every week whenever we go anywhere. Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry, Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florists. They always provide the most artistic and beautiful bouquets. Pasquale Ristorante in Port Chester. They're an institution there. It's the best food, delicious. Also, MSM Designs, they always help out Shark Creative and Westchester Talk Radio. Buzz Creators does too. Social media, PM Amusements. And, you know, it's just, it's a party all the way around. I love my office. You can do it too. Download the form on westchestertalkradio.com and nominate your place of business. ASAP Mortgage Corporation here in White Plains. It's a great place to work. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I am Laura Smith, where we are broadcasting live today from ASAP Mortgage Corporation. It's on Mamaroneck Avenue in White Plains, and it's just so wonderful to be here today. Always sort of a celebration of sorts for people who love where they work. I love my office. That's what we're doing today. And so far, we've had a great time talking with the people who work here every day, who have all convinced me that this is the best place to work on the planet. My next guest, her name is Vlora Schrolla. She's the branch manager here today, because I know that ASCP Mortgage has more than one office. So welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on, Vlora.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you for having us here.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
Yes. No, thank you for having us here, for sure. So you're the branch manager, this particular office, because how many offices does ASCP currently own?
We have about 5 branches right now.
Oh.
And still looking to expand.
Where?
We actually are opening a branch in Fishkill soon.
Okay.
So, which is great.
And where are your other branches right now?
We have Manhattan. We have Cortland Manor. We have Yorktown, Croton,
mm-hmm.
and White Plains.
So
and Fishkill.
And it's really growing exponentially,
yes.
isn't
yes.
it? Is the goal to have them eventually open in every state?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Irene is unstoppable.
She is.
She really is.
She has. She's a force of nature.
She's the best leader ever.
Yeah, I really can see that. You know, it's really obvious when you go, because we go into a lot of places of business and stuff, and it's really obvious the places that really there's a whole vision. I mean, when you look around this office here, this isn't a typical mortgage office. You would think that would be something very boring, very quiet, and people, you know, sort of speaking in hushed tones. Not here. Mm-hmm. Irene is full of life. You know, there's lots of laughter. There's these beautiful quotes and sayings all over on the walls. It's a special touch, special energy here.
Her energy is really contagious.
Yes.
It really is. I joined ASAP Mortgage in October of last year.
Oh, so it hasn't even been a full year yet.
Not yet. I've been in the business for over 25 years.
Wow, okay.
Banking all my life. And October, I've known Irene in the industry for quite a few years. And I decided to finally join her. Because I believed in her.
Uh-huh.
She's an amazing leader. She genuinely cares about her employers.
Yes.
She really does.
Uh-huh.
And she has your back, you know, all the way. Whatever you need, whatever advice you need, or marketing or what have you, she's there.
She's there, and she's supportive.
Very supportive.
She believes in you. She
Absolutely.
Basically said she only hires people that fit into the paradigm of what ASAP is all about, the philosophy, the culture.
Correct.
That's a big deal for her. She wants to make sure that the people she has have the same vision that she does. And
Absolutely.
So that she picked you, I think, is a very high compliment.
Thank you.
Yes, very much so. So you're managing this whole office. Do you also help people get mortgages, or no? You're just managing mostly.
I actually originate as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Originate. Yes, that's
yes.
the word. That's the word. I learned that today. I was like, what's an originator? It sounds really, it sounds almost like, you know, a character in a movie, the originator.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the people that, and it must be very satisfying too when you're helping people to get something like a mortgage. It's really more than just a transaction, isn't it? It's
Absolutely.
Like something like a dream.
Absolutely. You know, to sit with buyers, in particular, first-time home buyers, and you allow them to achieve the American dream, and you're part of that, it's just the most rewarding feeling ever.
Yeah.
Like, for example, today I have a closing at 3:00. These buyers, it's been a process. It took them over 2 years to find the right home. When I initially met them, they actually thought they can't buy a home. And we sat down, we went over the numbers, and I'm like, of course you could afford to buy a home. In fact, their monthly rent is higher than their current mortgage
You're
payment.
Kidding.
I swear. And I am just super excited for them. And as a loan officer, as a branch manager, I make it my business to attend every closing. And the reason why is because I just love my buyers. And
yes.
it's just such an experience. Like, you're at the closing table, and it's just the most rewarding feeling
the joy.
Ever. The
yeah.
joy.
Yes.
To see in these families' faces. And just
Well, that's
awesome.
Really unique. I mean, I've heard of people who enjoy doing what they do, but you're really talking about investing in your clients and, in the people, in the relationships
it's
that you're
long-term
forging here.
Friendship.
That's beautiful.
I love it.
Really wonderful.
Thank
and
you.
The way you've explained it, and you know, from what Irene was telling me and Joel and some of the people who work here, getting a mortgage is easier than people think, and it doesn't cost as much. Well, I always thought, just like everybody else in the world, that it's, oh, you have to have 20% of the price of the home to put it. But apparently that's not true.
That's not true. We have a variety of programs. In particular, like first-time home buyers, you have with 3%, 3.5%, 5%, you know. And these products are amazing. Like, again, this buyer that is closing today, they're putting 3% down.
Absolutely incredible. And you're right. That is less than most people's, that'll end up being less than most people's rents. And who knew? And yet they're buying into an incredible investment, probably one of the biggest assets of their life.
Lives, correct.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, wonderful. And it's great to find out you're from the beautiful country of Albania.
Oh, thank you.
You represent, you have such, I love your accent. And,
thank you.
Yes. And they're so lucky to have you here. And I don't know if you know this, but there's some amazing chocolates back there. Have you had any of them?
I did. They're super so delicious.
Chocolations in a Marinac.
God, amazing.
So good.
To die for.
And then beautiful flowers from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist. We also have a gift certificate back there to Pasquale Ristorante in Portchester. Capitol Theater tickets to Jessie's Girl, which is kind of a throwback 80s band. MSM Designs, Edible Arrangements of Eastchester, Buzz Creators, and PM Amusements. So it's just been a great day here, and we continue on at ASAP Mortgage Corporation. Thank you, Flora Shala. Very nice to meet you.
Likewise. Thank you.
And congratulations on your fantastic new role here. And from Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Laura Smith.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from ASAP Mortgage Corporation in White Plains on Mamaroneck Avenue. It's because somebody here by the name of Irene Amato, she's the CEO and founder, nominated her office for the great privilege of being happy where they work. I love my office is something we do every week, and this week brought us to this wonderful, happy environment of, who would think that, you know, mortgage loan lending and brokering would be so upbeat and fun and positive. This is really an incredible place. Well, my last person that I'm going to be talking with today is Donna Doria. She's a senior mortgage originator, which I have now finally learned what the word originator means.
Great. It's a great job to have. Had it for 27 years.
27 years?
No, actually, take that back. 37 years. I just did my math in my head.
37? That's impossible when you're only 33.
Bless your heart.
That's incredible. And how many of those years have you been here at ASAP?
I've been here 2.5 years.
2.5 years.
I've known Irene for 16, but I've been here for 2.5 years.
Oh, okay. So she lured you in, did she?
She did. She did. Not kicking and screaming. It was nice. It was just kind of a friendship that evolved into a business partnership.
That's
not
wonderful.
A partnership, but a business.
And you'd already been doing this line of work anyway?
Yes. Yep.
I see. So tell us what's so unique about ASAP for you, because being in the business for so many decades, you've probably been to a few places.
I have been. I've been to major banks. I've been on the wholesale side. And when I talked to Irene about coming on board, I was skeptical because I've never worked for a broker, haven't worked for a broker in this capacity,
okay,
in an originator capacity. And she made it easy. She made it comfortable. She made it fun. We have a lot of fun
she
here at ASAP
so
Mortgage.
Fun.
She's dynamic.
I've never seen so much energy.
Neither
incredible.
Have I.
Yeah.
And we're the same age. I'm not as
yes. And so what about the group do you enjoy working with here? What kind of people?
They give back. If you need something, if you need support, if you need help, if you're not sure where a loan should go or where a product should be, they give back.
Like okay.
They're very giving and they're just like a family.
That's wonderful.
Like a family.
Because, you know, we spend so much time at work.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to come in every day and it's not the kind of family you want to be in, that's not great.
But no, and I've been in those families. So, I mean, yeah. Major banks are like very corporate. We are professional, but we're very driven.
Driven, yeah. And warm.
And warm.
And
very warm.
I can imagine why it's so successful and growing exponentially now with how many places is it, like five that you have now? You're opening one in Fishkill, apparently.
That's already open.
Oh,
that
it
opened
is.
Last week, I think. It's not. We didn't do a grand opening yet because Irene throws great grand opening
parties.
Oh,
she does.
She does. So that should be opening very soon, like within the next few weeks.
Fantastic.
We have New York City. We have Cortland Manor. We have another Cortland Manor. We have a Croton Hudson, and we have Manhattan.
Fantastic.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
It's great to be a part of it.
Well, she has obviously a really great formula, and I don't mean that in a way that it's just cookie cutter. I mean, she understands what makes it work, and now she just applies it to each one, and she hires the people that fit into that
and
paradigm.
She's definitely teaching all of us what needs to be done, and she knows how to do it.
That's
she does
wonderful.
It very well.
Well, we're grateful to be here today. Thank you for having us
Thank
to
you
celebrate
for coming.
Your
this
office.
Is a nice surprise.
Yes, I hope you're enjoying all the gifts.
And very much so.
We always thank all of everybody, Buzz Creators, PM Amusements, MSM Designs, Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. The Capitol Theater has tickets for you. Chocolates from Chocolations. We have some
Marina.
Oasis Day Spa and Dobbs Ferry. Somebody's getting a massage. Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florists. They brought those
beautiful flowers.
Yes. And Pasquale Ristorante, they have the great restaurant there. Somebody's getting that as well. Anyway,
nice.
Thank you for talking
thank you,
with
Laura.
Us.
Really appreciate it. Thanks
really
for
appreciate it. Donna Doria, with a name like that, you need like a book series written after you, the Donna Doria series or something like
I'll
that.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Why not?
Thank
well, it's
you so
just
much.
Been, thank you so much. It's been fantastic being here today. We thank Irene Amato and her entire family crew here at ASAP. Mortgage Corporation, a wonderful place. And absolutely, if you're going to go through the process, I would say highly recommend run straight to ASAP. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio, and I love my office.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.